This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Red Wings season ended. Mitch Marner was on the ice in a Toronto jersey. But his days may be numbered. Free agent when the season's over. Free Press has the article. Wings should make a push for Mitch Marner. The headline, Marner could alter Red Wings' future. They should go all in during free agency. I know Rieger was in for Doug. He and Gator were talking about, do you want him? And how feasible is it that you get him? And John, I think that second part is the biggest part because it's obvious you should want Mitch Marner.
Yeah, it seems obvious on the surface and in any which way you look at it that you want Mitch Marner. He's a terrific player. He's 28 years old. So if you're looking at it as, okay, well, do they have the cap space? Answer is yes. And it's probably going to be 14 to 14. It'll be on the higher end if he hits the free agent market. $14 million a year. And they've got north of $20
million. Yeah, I think 21, 22. I think they're too cute. But yeah, they have the space.
And so it's not a matter of will he fit in the cap. And then you think, well, is it going to be term? Would you be willing to give a guy like that 8 years? He's 28. Could he still be really good at 36? Yeah. This is an individual. And at a time where the NHL is built not to allow high-valued free agents to hit the market, this is an opportunity. If you're not going to get lottery luck, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able you're building through the draft. This is an opportunity to go out there and get a star player to add to your roster, to add to all of those draft picks, to add to Dylan Larkin, who we saw in the Four Nations play really good with other good players around him, to make those on your team better, to get to the playoffs, to be a competitor. The answer is yes, you have to go for it.
Just the context of it, the highest paid Red Wing is Dylan Larkin, and he is just shy of $9 million. For Marner to get over 14 would be a big, bold move. Yzerman would have to be willing to outbid the market, both in terms of yearly salary and term. Term has been a sticking point for Steve in recent free agencies. Now, I hope the player here is so undeniably good
right.
that they pursue him. He's a 100-point guy, point-per-game guy for 7 years. I've seen people say he's not tough enough. He's a penalty killer on Toronto. He's an all-situations guy. Five-on-five, power play, penalty kill. You still need to add to defense. Mm-hmm. You still need to make other moves, but that's the centerpiece. And he fits the timeline. He's 28. He's the same age as Dylan Larkin. The two paired up beautifully in the All-Star game a couple years ago. Dylan Larkin scored 5 goals in the 2023 All-Star games. And he said the highlight of that tournament that weekend was playing with Mitch Marner. So yes, the answer is yes, they should go get him. The second question is, do they actually get him? 248-539-9797.
I don't know. I mean, the track record says no, it's going to be too much money or his term.
And Yzerman's reputation is he draws hard lines in negotiation.
Yeah.
He gets guys like Stamkos took less when he initially re-signed in Tampa. And Larkin, maybe you think Larkin won, but that was kind of a battle, right, to get him under $9 million. Yzerman is a shrewd negotiator. He draws those lines. When you get to free agency, hey, Steve, I got to let you go. Someone else is on my other line. Like, if you're not willing to do it, then you're going to lose out on the player.
So you mentioned Dylan Larkin's making $9 million a year. And Marner would be in the realm of 14, give or take.
Yeah.
Is he $5 million better? Is he worth more than $5 million more than Dylan Larkin? Please don't pause. The answer is clearly yes.
Well, he's a much better player. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a much better player.
So what was the holdup? It's like you saying, hey, they should DFA Kit to Maeda. Did I catch you off guard?
Well, you did, because I'm thinking, is he twice the player? No, but he is a better. I was trying to do like dollar for dollar.
It's not
comparison.
Twice as much. It's not $18 million.
No, it's not. I got caught up in doing some stupid math in my head that was irrelevant to the conversation. Apologies to everybody. We'll keep the show moving. 248-539-9797. Look, they also have to decide, are they bringing Kane back? They have to decide, are they going to buy out Tarasenko?
Yeah.
Money could end up being very tight in the world where you want Marner and you want to upgrade your blue line. But I would hope you're moving Hull off of this roster. Even if you have to attach picks to it, we've seen him do that before. Yeah. Even if you're only getting future considerations back, we've seen him do that. The Mrazek contract, $4 million for him seems a little steep now, doesn't it? Like, there are things that they're going to have to figure out cap-wise that Steve Yzerman's job to do. And this is a critical offseason, and you may get a gift if Marner doesn't go back to Toronto. That's the first part of this. He's from Toronto. They may elect to keep him. If they get bounced early, he's a scapegoat, or he just wants to test the market, you've got a real shot at it. You have to go for it.
I would think that it seems to be the easy answer, and I'm trying to find the downside of signing a Mitch Marner.
People will say he needs to perform better in the playoffs. He's not an overtly gritty player, and this team needs to be tougher. You can add Marner and add grit this same offseason. And again, I don't think he's a wallflower. He'll back check. He'll play the penalty kill. I think he's mislabeled as a soft player for those that are looking for the downside or trying to justify not adding him.
You at some point you're going to have to take a chance.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trust that a guy that's a game guy that was over 100 points this year is going to continue to play at that level.
And by the way, half his points were 5-on-5. It's not like he was just this power play merchant that lived with the man advantage. He's a really good hockey player. Ticket text coming in on this. Plus, we have more ticket text on the Aaron Glenn, Aaron Rodgers stuff. So I want to mix those in. Texter says, why would Marner want to come here? He's playing with two of the best players in the world in Toronto. He's used to making the playoffs. Wings don't even have a seat at the table yet. Dave in Detroit. Money would be one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Greg is stacking bills back behind the glass. Yeah, money would be a huge reason. Plus, you feel like Toronto may be capped out, right? They've made all these postseasons and they're going nowhere. You feel like you come to Detroit, you're a playoff team with these young players coming as reinforcements in the future.
Yeah.
And all of Yzerman's first round picks look like good hockey players. There's a trajectory if they can just supercharge us a little bit.
How much more do you have to play to get him out of Toronto?
Yeah,
now, I know this deal's not done.
Right.
But what do you have to pay to get him out of Toronto for him to say, yeah, I'm going to leave home. I'm going to leave my hometown team to go play for, albeit an original six.
Yeah, the appeal is if you're a hockey guy, this is an original six franchise. They've got great facilities. They're stalling out, but in theory, primed to take a big step forward as an organization moving forward here. And you mentioned, is there a tax to leave? Well, Canada, there's higher taxes in Canada. So if you want to do the dollar-to-dollar comparison, that may actually help the Red Wings in a head-to-head comparison. But it's also what helps these teams in like Florida and Vegas and stuff is these guys look at it and go, no state income tax. Texter says, sign Marner, I'd be interested in shopping DeBrincat to get an all-around gritty guy in return. That's what this team needs. Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
I was going to say, that would be kind of an interesting pivot there to do that. I mean, how much better are you really getting in some ways than you're taking? Look, I've had my issues to a degree with DeBrincat. He scored 39 goals. I mean,
yes.
So you're taking, where are those coming from then? Because Marner's just going to replace some of them or maybe equal.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Says, obviously they should get Marner. I have no faith that Steve will go out and spend up to $15 million on a single NHL player. I think that's a valid question if Steve's got the tolerance to do that. Zero urgency with Stevie. I mean, zero. I'm tired of it. No rush. Sometimes you have to pay a star. This would be a way to change the narrative. Agreed. Ultimately, I want a new GM in the front office to make the decision on Marner. I don't want Yzerman making that choice.
So I think the one wild card here in all this is, what does Toronto do in the playoffs? If they make a deep run, get to the cup final, losing him is not going to sit well. They're going to finally say the core four got it together, right?
Sure.
If they lose in the first round to the Senators, a team in their own division that made it as a wild card, made the playoffs for the first time since blank.
Yeah.
They're going to have to change things. And the easiest way to change things is to let your free agent walk, right? What if he has a down series? What if he has 1 point and they lose in six? It's see ya.
People are going to hate this opinion. Unnamed text. No, Sam in Grand Rapids says, people are going to hate this opinion. I lean towards waiting one more year before being aggressive in free agency. Says, look at next year's class, higher end, more depth, makes more sense, but I wouldn't hate adding Mitch Marner.
I think we're all done waiting. We're all tired of waiting.
What's a couple more years? Some of the ticket techs. They're not adding Marner. It's not an Yzerman move. They'll call up Danielson and Mazur. Good news for Mitch Marner. If he joins the Wings, we don't make the playoffs. No need to worry about sucking in the postseason. It's a hell of a selling point.
Yes.
You can golf early. If the Wings sign Marner, get ready for the $20 Hot and Now pizza, John in Lake Orion, with $10 crazy poofs. Sign Marner, trade Larkin, and a prospect, get another NHL goalie and defenseman. Now, I think part of this would be Marner with Larkin together. The more Yzerman move is trading for John Tavares. Oh, the fourth guy in Toronto. Marner has more playoff points than Austin Matthews in the same number of seasons. He would immediately improve this team and solidify the top line with Larkin and Raymond. Corey in the car. Yeah, I see it. I see the vision.
It's one of those things where, and when you play the audio of Jeff Merrick talking about it, they at least, unless he's off the market before he even hits the market and stays in Toronto, you at least have to explore. We say it all the time, you got to make the call, right?
Look, if it's like we find out
that they don't even try,
yeah, then okay. I've got in front of me, and this is not perfect, cap space for this upcoming offseason.
Okay.
The Wings, this says 25, Merrick said 22. Oh. So just understand, this is loose. 12th most cap space in hockey.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some teams that in theory have more space and could try to win a bidding war for Marner. The San Jose Sharks, who finished dead last.
No.
The Columbus Blue Jackets. Boy, that'd be a kick in the teeth. Ooh, if he went there.
Yeah.
Carolina. They wanted Mikko Rantanen, couldn't get a deal. I think they can make a hell of a pitch for Mitch Marner. That's the first one that jumped out.
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim. And Calgary's going through a rebuild. Winnipeg. I don't know if they have some other commitments they have to make, but Winnipeg won the President's Trophy.
Right. I mean, yeah, they have all that cap space and
they're good.
But I'm saying if they have all that cap space, they're good and they could add Mitch Marner.
Oh, yeah. Again, but I don't know if Winnipeg has some deals that need to be done this offseason that cut into that. Chicago, the Islanders, the Flyers, the Kings, and the Bruins.
Wouldn't it be ironic to make your best offer and he goes to Boston?
97.1.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.